My name is Malena de Montis. I'm a member of the political commission of the Women's Autonomous Movement here in Nicaragua, and I'm also a founder and director of two NGOs that will work on microcredits and educational processes for women's empowerment. So you wanted me to talk to you about what's happening after the electoral period here in Nicaragua, am I correct?
Yes, Malena, thank you. If you could, looking back at the election and the results of the election, talk about what you see as the main challenges facing women, especially in terms of issues related to violence against women.
As you recall, during the election, we had the penalization of the therapeutic abortion. This was declared by 52 congressmen and became the big closure act of the FSLN campaign.
And this was a change of a law that had been in place for 100 years?
Exactly. We have this law that allow us to have therapeutic abortion since the liberal government in more than 100 years ago. So it was, and it started to be questioned by a corrupt liberalism led by Aleman since 1999. He pretended to eliminate it since then. In a country where there are around 36,000 abortions annually, according to the numbers of the state, you know, of the government. And yes, it was, this was a law that existed that was abolished, and it was done within the electoral context for as a move of the fundamentalist and fundamentalist parties such as the FSLN, the Liberal Party, and the ALN. The only party that did not move for that was the Alianza MRS, with whom we, the movement, had made an alliance. So at this moment, you know, there is a great challenge for us women, you know, to move on in trying to move on in regards to this issue. So what we're doing, we're establishing a resistant observatory, we call it, which is going to do the monitoring and defense of the violations of human rights, and specifically for us, the right to for our life, the life, individual rights, and so on. And we're also putting up front I don't know how you say this in English, recurso de inconstitucionalidad. We're doing a demand because this is an inconstitutional thing that has been done. And because according to our constitution, we are a state that is not confessional. We have to defend the laicity of the state, and we want according to our constitution, we have to defend also our individual rights. You know, so we're putting this recurso,
court case. A lawsuit or court case.
Exactly. You know? So that's where we're moving towards.
As you look ahead at the Ortega administration, the new administration coming in, how do you see this issue fitting in with the politics ahead, and what are the challenges as far as this issue with the next administration?
Well, we think that when we did our analysis previous of to the results of the elections, and which led us to making an alliance with the Alliance MRS, we value and we analyze that the worst scenario for us women in Nicaragua will be the winning of the FSLN, considering the fact that we have the leader Ortega has been someone that had violated his stepdaughter and has also been violating the women's rights according to the needs of for their winning the electoral processes, you know, and we think that the campaign, the use of the therapeutic abortion was also manipulated and used as a means to win the election as well, you know. So we really think that it's going to be a very hard situation for human women's rights in Nicaragua now with this new government, and we plan to maintain a position of resistance, considering that our positions are based on ethics and principle, and we cannot go about in thinking on negotiating with that type of government.
Thank you, Milena. Can you talk more about the Observatory of Transgressions and how that worked?
Yes, that was a fantastic initiative that was launched in a meeting that we had in Panama, promoted by Just Associate and some donors. And we had the opportunity of having more than 20 women here in Nicaragua from different parts of the world observing the process and making contact with the different women that were participating as candidates, as well as women leaders from the feminist movement and different spaces of power in the country. And it was accompanied by the covered by the FIRED, and which has an immense cover with other organizations and radios in the world. And it was a great experience that has allowed us women, I think, all over to create this space for observation and for resistance and for the violation of women's rights. As we had it within this framework, a declaration of the initiative of Nobel Prizes, which were participating with us in the observatory, and we've had many letters and support statements from all over the world. We just recently got one from the European Women's Lobby as well, you know, that are in solidarity with us women in Nicaragua. So we think this is a really very good initiative that we now want to follow up as an observatory of resistance, like I mentioned early, that we want to focus on that now. And also, this initiative is moving to other countries, and I think it's a great idea to have women come together all over to denounce and focus on the visibilizations of the violations of women's human rights. You know, so I think it's been a great experience to have you all of you with us on this. You know, and
well, thank you, Milena. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
I think that we have to focus at this moment on bringing all the energy and enthusiasm of women all over. We have a huge task, I think, all over, considering the advancement of economic, political, social fundamentalism, and these are times for us women to come together and make the best use of such great technology like the one you're using at this moment, you know, that we're capable of communicating all over and building the necessary force, necessary alliances for us to move forward and be able to define strategies together that will allow us to really move towards positions of power. I mean, we're living very difficult moments, women all over, and we have to focus on that. So I think this is a great medium to move in that direction, Margarita.
Thank you, Milena. If for people listening to this interview, is there a way that they can support you in your efforts in Nicaragua and also participate in this observatory?
Oh, yes. I think we have, of course, we would ask everyone to be in contact we have with us. Women's Autonomous Movement has a web which you can all look into it, and there is our address there, and it is important for us at this moment to receive and solidarity declarations and send those positions to the National Assembly here and follow up our process, for which we will definitely need a lot of signing and information all over the world about what's how we're moving towards in this new context in Nicaragua.
Thank you, Milena. Do you have the web address?
It's www.movimiento autónomo feminista.
Thank you very much.